All right, welcome back to the Year I Podcast, episode 77. You're back with myself and Cade and our two special guests, Pharaoh and Perkfist. How you guys doing today?
We good, bro. How y'all doing?
Good. So, simple question. How's your week been?
What day? It's Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah. We really got
a
week.
A week's been a day.
Let's say weekend.
Weekend. Weekend's been chill. What are we doing on the weekend? We ain't really do too much.
Yeah, we just working, making music.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. Yeah, in terms of week, it's been a day. It's been Monday, so. Mondays on Mondays.
Yeah.
How about you? Good. Went out for dinner. That's about it. Oh, and I fixed my car because my car wasn't running properly.
How's the window doing?
Fix the window too.
That's what's up.
When did I fix that?
Last week sometime.
We've
also really quickly started a new segment on the podcast. It's called Has Cade Fixed My Door Handle
Yet? It's being done.
Is it?
It's being done.
Been a thing we've been going for like a good couple of weeks where he said he's going to fix it and every week he doesn't. Are you telling me it's fixed now?
No, I say it's being done, not done.
Oh, okay.
It's being done, not it's done.
Fair enough. But we want to get into an event that you had. A few weeks ago? A month now? No. Must been a month now.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
So we went. It was sick.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah.
I want to start. How did that come about? Essentially,
I just had that fever. I was like, like this year, I've really been like quiet when it comes to like having like events and shows.
Yeah.
I just had that fever. Like, I want to do something. And then I was looking around and I found that spot. And then we did that event. It was good. It was pretty good, like, for, like, the first time.
Yeah,
good. The people there as well, like, in terms of, like the people we work with, the owners and stuff, they're cool, you know, and, yeah, it was good. How'd y'all find it?
I thought it was sick.
It was cool, yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I'm not really the kind of guy to go out clubbing in that, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was really good.
And that was all the music that you guys made, right?
Not all. Not all. It was most of the music that we make. Yeah, I don't think that event could hold up all the songs we got, especially this guy.
True.
It's a good venue because it's like, it's the back of the like. What's the front part? That's not really a part of it, is it?
No, it is. It's the front part is like the bar. So the lady told us, she was like, "All right, cool. The front part is the bar, and then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just swerve everyone y'all way. So I'm gonna get them because she." She's a DJ as well, so she was like, I'm going to just play Afrobeats. I'm telling them, there's some stuff going up there. Yeah. And also, it's cool because it's like there's stairs, and then when you get closer, you can't really see what's going on, but something's going on. So it's like kind of alluring in a way.
It felt kind of cool, like walking up like with my ticket on my phone, like, yeah, I'm up there. I'm in the cool club.
And there's another one, right? Next weekend.
Next week, Friday. 2.0, same plot, same spot. Yeah, we doing this one a little differently. But yeah, same thing. Differently, but same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know y'all guys going.
Hopefully. Because we're going to Tauranga for my family's Christmas party, but the party's on Saturday during the day. So if we go Friday night, we just leave early in the morning, right?
Yeah. What time does it start?
Like 7?
Seven.
Yeah.
Even if we pulled off, it's
probably
like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Probably like 8.
That's
probably
fine.
Eight.
Leave early in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait, well,
I'm just thinking about work.
What time you have to dip in the morning?
Probably like, I think the actual party starts at like, Christmas party starts at like 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
We could leave at 5 a.m.
Huh?
Wait, what?
But we'll just leave it like 8.
You go on by yourself.
We'll leave it like 8. Surely, I'll let you know, but I want to try to squeeze that in, even for a couple hours.
Yeah, no.
It won't be till later though, because I finish work pretty late. So
I had made like a little promo video and then I got you in a
video.
You was like, you was doing something like, yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
You look like you had aura. You look like straight face. Just it's cool.
That's sick. Yeah. No, I filmed heaps of that.
Yeah.
But let's get into something juicy. Making a song.
Making a song. Yeah.
Right now.
Making a song right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah,
you down?
You came prepared for that one.
See, I'm down. I freestyle. So
it's different. This is something we've never done on the podcast, but we want to try it.
Yeah, we're gonna get some stuff done.
We don't know where to start.
Mostly, yeah, mostly he be freestyling. Like, different people have different ways of making music. Right now, a popular way is like, what you call it, B-rolling?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, punching in.
Oh, no, punching in. See, I'm
tripping. Punching my punch, I ain't even go over it. You know, he's just like, whatever comes to you, bam, bam, bam. Then you're like,
oh, yeah.
Back at the end.
That's his way, though. So, yeah, so literally it's like you're like on literally like keyboard. Like, you're just constantly pressing, like starting and stopping and just like going and going and going.
Oh.
Me personally, I like to write it down and then like go over it like 100 times in my head and then like eventually.
Yeah.
But he has a whole different way of doing his stuff.
Damn.
I had heard of it, but I never actually like saw it.
Yeah.
And then when like you just see him do it, he's like being his mode. He just be like going. You like say something to him like, yo, the world's about to end. He's not even, he's not just on people. You
know? Yeah.
Like, yeah. So how you even do that? Like, how do?
I can't lie. It's just like, when the beat good, it talk to you. Like, it tells you what to say. And then you just say that. Like, usually the hardest part is, like, the hook. But once you have the hook down, it's basically, a hook is, like, a short summary. And then the verse is just you explaining what the hook, you know? So, it's,
yeah.
That's how I do it.
Could you do that?
No, I tried it in high school and no.
I can't do it either. We can try.
No. No.
Phoenix on a song would be mad funny. Haven't you made a song?
Awesome.
Haven't you made a song?
I want to for like a little project I'm doing. I'm doing this like massive bucket list video.
Right.
I'm filming over a good couple of years, and one of them is make a song.
True. But I swear you've done an episode where you were like singing a song, or was it lyrics or something?
I might have just been talking.
Yeah, it was a bunch of
I was probably just talking.
Yeah, it was, but it was like, it was goofy as hell. But like, yeah,
I feel like first thing that comes in my head. I want to try it though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can slide through the studio.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would actually be
really cool. The studio, yeah.
I'd actually be so down to
and
do
then
that.
You can actually go through the whole process. You can hop on and do a little verse.
That's the whole plan. That's what I was supposed to do a couple months ago, but it just never happened. But I really want to try it.
Yeah. Let me know, bro.
I will. I actually will, because I want to try that.
That's what's up. So,
that'd be so funny as hell.
We could do that for real. You going to put two? You going to put two as well?
Hell no.
You got to put auto-tune for me.
Yeah. And the thing is about auto-tune though, like a lot of people think you just put auto-tune on your voice and that's it, but it's not like that. Like even right now when we about to do this, like you got to really control your voice. Like you can be able to like sing.
Yeah.
Like some people don't need auto-tune. Everyone uses auto-tune essentially, or some people use pitch correction, which is like kind of the same thing. But you need to be able to like sing with it, or like not even sing, just like melodicalize with it.
Yeah, that's even a word. Some type of way.
You know? Yeah, you can't just throw your voice in there. Like, don't worry.
You can't be talking like this.
But hey, yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's get into.
Let's do this.
You feel what I'm saying?
I want to see how this works.
Yeah, I'm not gonna see this.
Too. Right now.
Yeah. I'll
probably got a beat.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I always come correct with.
But it's not a copyright beat, is it?
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out.
When you about to release it on YouTube and it's like got that flag.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's when I'll find out. YouTube, I can still put it out. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll see for Spotify.
Yeah.
What if we do that sexy afro that beat?
Yeah, we could. Sorry. Which one? We got like 20
or something. The one where you're like, oh, yo, you smart for picking that beat.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm definitely jumping on a song one day.
That'll be so funny.
Bad.
What's funny? It would be even better if he starts the song and then you just have one verse and then it just switches back to you.
No planned lyrics.
He's just oogity boogity bitch.
That'd be mad funny, man.
Nah, you do the fucking homicide.
Huh?
The song Homicide with Eminem and who was it? But they switched it, like faded it through.
Okay,
it was quite cool.
You have to remind me on that.
Yeah,
refresh me on that.
I would play it, but copyright.
Oh yeah, we're going to copyright. I'd want a freestyle if I did one. It wouldn't make sense.
Nah.
What do you mean? Nah. I'm gonna do it now. What do you mean?
You wanna hop on this one?
Yeah, can I?
Hell yeah.
Please.
Hell yeah.
I will get my phone and start recording now.
So are you gonna freestyle?
Yeah.
I bet. So I'll do my thing, you do your thing, or you do whoever start. And play the beat.
What type of beat y'all want, though?
Like, nah, give me anything, it don't matter, bro.
I can take
it. It don't matter.
I'll take anything.
I'm getting my phone out right now.
I'll take anything.
Need to be real quick.
Sitting this bitch up.
Can you actually film this?
I am filming this. Don't you damn worry. And I'm doing like this. Yeah.
I already got my verse ready. Yeah.
Right.
We're here on the podcast.
That won't be copyrighted.
For sure. Yeah, I bet. You'll see the different type of way. You go first. All
right.
He's way faster than me.
All right, let's see this.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, right.
Two so far ones.
He's way faster than me when it comes to making this, you know? So it's different.
Okay.
I have to like sit and write my stuff down.
Yeah.
He just goes in there, so I'm down.
All right.
It's gonna be a bit of a mission. I think I'm gonna go to how he goes, I go, and then.
And then I'll jump.
Are we still recording? Yeah.
You go,
sweet. Let's do this.
I'm definitely not hurt you, girl. I was never trying to work. It's like 1 a.m. I'm with a new girl, and she bad as hell. Got the nice curls too. Yeah, I'm in my world.
Sorry. You went a little too long.
Damn.
I'm gonna slide in.
You
gonna
slide in
there?
Yeah.
I'm almost up. It's almost my time.
How you think you're gonna come in it though? Let me hear.
It's
gonna
be so funny.
How you think you're gonna come in it?
Oh, we'll find out.
It's gonna be autism.
Can you just one more?
Not gonna lie to you.
Huh? Tell me. Yeah. Got a lot of resentment in my heart, I can lie to you. FaceTime, used to vibe with you. Late nights, used to slide with you. Now you're gone, put the blame on yourself. 6 months in a drain, nah, cause you just care about yourself. I was never trying to hurt you, girl, but you did it to yourself. Told you I'd never lie to you. Cheating, I was never trying to. Okay, I was never trying to hurt you, girl. I was never trying to hurt you, girl. I was never trying to what?
Damn.
Yeah. Is that all off, like, just in your head?
Yeah, man. The beat got to talk to you.
Damn.
Damn.
I was going through a little something in the past, like, you know. Yeah. Like, with me, usually what happens is I take, like, old experiences and then just, like,
put dog them finish the song, bro. Yeah, come on, bro.
I'll cut it.
Yeah. Right there. Damn. Me and PK, bro.
Leave some for me.
Right here?
Let the let the white man talk.
Little PK on the mic.
No.
I'm ready.
No.
Okay.
Your old card number? Pete Phoenix kid, whatever the fuck it was.
PK, man. Started off from Wishing Monster.
Do it.
Never been attacked. I gotta get you. But I feel like I get straight to it. Fell out the field. It falls my floors. Yeah, it's up, but we stick chewing. How you know you got down that cricket? At the end, you got better done. I was peeking. Hold on. I shouted you out. I was like, hold on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, have you been writing it down, or are you just in your head?
You know what? Maybe I'll write a couple things down.
You should probably write it down.
I'm
a PK, you better come easy. And then that's when you come in. Yeah. I'm a PK, you better come easy.
I'm coming in easy.
He's just coming in. My name is PK.
Late night, used to ride with you. Wish I never ever lied to you. Big dream.
My first time.
I just want to ride with you. Bye to you. Everywhere I go, I'm lied to you. Air charts and the night zone. I get used. But I feel like I get straight to it. Flow like the fuel that flows in my fluid. We A side, but we stay true. How you know we're tucking the hell on this quick. At the channel, I'm telling I'm stupid. I'm peeking. Hold on. I missed the end of a bit.
That was going hard. PK, how you going?
I'm just writing a couple words, alright?
Okay, easy. Hold on, let me run that.
Now it's your turn.
just run back the whole thing.
Yeah,
one try.
Every now and then, dropping it sounds good. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Usually, I spend like 30 minutes just going over it, like hearing it, yeah, and just trying to run it back
to
and
like,
stuff.
But yeah.
Hey, we got, you know, so we just gonna hope. It sounds good.
Alright, PK.
My lap, PK.
I got you. Don't worry about this.
Switch seats?
Switch seats?
Yeah, switch.
Yeah.
Switch seats. Oh, this is gonna be great. I love every second of this.
Oh yeah, just a couple things, Is that recording on me?
Yeah, so
I'm ready.
I hope so. This is recording.
Oh, don't worry, boy. I'm ready.
Yeah, we'll sit down. This is recording again as well. Don't worry.
Oh, he's recording. Everybody's recording.
Yeah, we're all recorders.
First time cameraman's been invested in anything we've done on here. He just comes for money.
Yeah, because we know it's gonna be funny.
you wanna like practice?
Just say something into the mic. Straight into it.
He got a deep voice like me. I think you should keep it on my preset.
One more time.
Testing.
We get you straight.
You gonna keep it on my one? For him?
We'll see which one he likes.
Oh. Right.
So he's gonna use this against me. When you're talking, you can hear yourself and the beat at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm gonna just play it for you, and you can just like some random melodies, whatever you think sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Should I have both headphones on or
whatever feels natural?
Usually, I have one in, one out, so I can hear my actual voice, and so I just whatever, you know.
Okay. We're not recording. You just like going, you know, seeing
your sound.
I can play for him from the top if you want to hear how we came out.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I want to hear what it sound like.
We all want to hear what it sound like. Ooh.
He's now regretting every decision he just made.
PK, you got to slide, bro.
You better.
You got to slide, bro.
Your life is on the line.
True, bro.
This might be where he goes viral.
Imagine that.
Imagine we actually release this, though. That would be crazy. Get a music video done and everything.
You got this, PK.
I think I'm ready.
Ready?
I think I'm ready.
Alright.
So when he says PK, like, then I'll come be on confusing, then I start to go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Alright. Well, I think I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, it's PK on the mic, yeah. I'm gonna take a hike tonight. I have to go out and fight. Diagnosed with autism when I was 7. I never met a man named Kevin. My roommate broke my window. Yeah, fuck that guy. K broke my window. I don't fight with you. I do the podcast, multiple movies, yeah. Made a film in cinemas. The guy that broke my window was in there. Fuck that guy. Now PK's finished. Don't worry about it.
I loved every second of that.
What was his name? It sounds like
some. Where can I listen to?
Yeah, wait. Wherever that guy is, he done you dirty on phone.
Yeah, speaking on the mic, yeah. I'm gonna take a hike tonight. I have to go out and fight. Diagnose of autism. Why does it actually sound like a proper song?
Does it actually? Does it? It don't sound like that on here.
Sounds mad.
Does it actually sound like a proper song?
I might need to hear that.
Wait.
We all gotta hear that.
Yeah, we all gotta hear it.
Yo.
Somebody got a
speaker? Yo, this is actually good.
We got like, a speaker?
Can you put more headphones?
My lyrics are bad.
Yeah.
But like, I actually sound. I sound pretty nice. Yeah.
Diagnosed autism.
That's actually true though as well.
Yeah.
So I can, yeah.
Yo, let me hear that, bro.
Do you want to swap?
He's actually, he's looking like, maybe, maybe.
He likes it.
Is that your
top? He can't even hear it.
Is that your top? Yeah, let me just finish off the...
Diagnosed when I was 7.
It's the part where it says, diagnosed with autism when I was 7. Bro. I've never met a man named Kevin. It's just...
Stop. Stop for me. I want to hear my shit too.
Does it actually sound good?
This shit too hard, dude. Yeah, got a lot of resentment and my heart, I can't lie to you. FaceTime used to vibe with you. Late nights used to slide with you. Now you're gone, put the blame on yourself. 6 months in the drain now, cause you just care about yourself. I was never trying to hurt you, girl, but you did it to yourself. Told you I'd never lie to you. Cheating, I was never trying to. Okay, I was never trying to hurt you, girl. I was never trying to hurt you, girl. I was never trying to what? Late night, used to ride with you. Wish I never ever lied to you. Big dreams, I was lied to. But now I just wanna vibe with you. Yeah. If you drop, then I'm dropping it too. Never been a topic, I didn't get used. But I feel like a straight to it. Fill up the field, the flows and floors. We ASAP, but we stay trend. How you talking? The headline is crooked. I didn't trap at me like I'm stupid. I'm with PK, but it come easy. Yeah, it's PK on the mic, yeah. I'm gonna take a hike tonight. I have to go out and fight. Diagnosed with autism when I was 7. I never met a man named Kevin. My roommate broke my window, yeah, fuck that guy. K broke my window, I don't vibe with you. The podcast multiple movies, yeah. Made a film in cinemas. The guy that broke my window was in there. Fuck that guy, now PK's finished.
That goes hard, but if you actually change up your ending, it might even like
go harder.
It actually sound kind of good.
For the joke, I think it's like, obviously this one probably never got on Spotify.
No.
Or not like not the song, obviously.
I tell you what.
Unless you guys
know. Your guys' part is hard.
On your Spotify.
It sounds way better when you've actually got headphones on.
Yeah.
Boy, that is... That
hell nah.
So if I like, I can cut this part out of the podcast, but if I made a like a TikTok clip from this episode, I can add that music in.
Right, yeah.
Is that, so yeah. Do I, like, what I'm saying, do I have permission to put, like, hell this yeah. whole song that you guys have done on Spotify and, like, for the podcast?
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
for the podcast, hell yeah.
Bro, that is actually really cool. It's funny how, like, how you guys merge together is so good. Like, your both your flows, like, merge so well, and then this like, motherfucker just drops in. Into this, like,
yeah, this is sick. My just, part, yeah. Diagnosed with autism when I was 7.
Do you know what's funny?
It's going to hit for a lot of people, though.
Because it went quiet at that diagnosed with autism, it sounded like you were about to give, like, a heartfelt message about your life and everything. My and then it was just, fuck that dude.
Broke my window. Yeah.
Nah, this is actually maybe want to actually... properly try and make a proper song for a different project.
Hell yeah, bro. Actually, I'm telling you, like, just let me know, bro.
I will hit you up probably like early January. I reckon I'll hit you up.
That's what's about up this. Yeah, you can pull it to the studio, aka the garage.
Yeah. So aka the garage. Are those mics connected to here?
Yeah.
Right, so I guess it's now just a conversation now, really.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so fun. That was the first time I've done that on the podcast, and this is definitely a top 5 podcast episode.
Yeah. 100%.
I am so keeping all of that.
See, but the thing is, what would make it great is if you finish the song off on some real shit.
No.
When I do a real song, will you pop up?
Yeah, I'll jump on. But I got no lyricism in my mind.
How easy would it be for me to put on Spotify as PK? How hard is it? Is it hard?
Like what? Like
that's a good question I want to ask you. Like, when you put your songs on Spotify, it's under your name. You know, you see your monthly listeners, you see all your songs. How do you do that? Is that hard?
Depends. It depends on your name, first of all. If your name is a well-used name, you got to find a name that's, like, not going to cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also depends on your distributor, like, what distributor you use. And then how good that distributor is. Because, like I said, if your name is, like, you know what I'm saying? If your name is... like other names, you might like release a song and it's on somebody else's profile and someone else's. Like, it's just a whole mission.
Yeah,
it really is. It's really unique to every single person.
Yeah,
like the process is really unique. Me personally, you know, it took me a while to get, like, you know, the, you know, I switched names. I went from it took a minute, but once you get there, and then it just becomes easy because you already know how it works.
Yeah. Like,
but it really just depends on your distributor. You know, what distributor you use. There's DistroKid, United Masters,
Amuse,
you feel me? There's a lot of different distributors you can use. So really, it's just about you.
Because what I'm thinking of doing, like, for next year, for my YouTube, I'm doing, like, big projects. So one of the projects I'm doing is jumping in the wrestling ring. So I'm actually going to do that, like, mid-year. Another one is, obviously, I've got my 24-hour podcast coming out soon, next week. Another one is making a movie in 24 hours.
Right.
And another one I'm going to do is, just in my head right now, make an album in 24 hours.
Make
a whole ass album.
That'd be crazy.
Let's keep it a single. Let's
keep it
single.
Just a single. Yeah.
Let's do a single. So one idea I want to do is make a song. But like actually, like what I want to do for the project is make the song, make the music video, just for the project. Is that if I hit you up, would you help me do it?
Hell yeah.
Easy.
Perfect. We gotta make the beat. Everything.
Yeah, we gotta start from. Can we start from scratch?
Yeah, now, yeah, now.
Ah, we might. Yeah, we. Or can we? Maybe, yeah. Or we can start from scratch. It's gonna be a mission, but we could do it.
Okay. Yeah.
From like scratch and then lyrics. Well, like your beat, lyrics, music video.
Oh, it's next year is gonna be a good year. Hell for yeah, 100%.
We could do it.
We're gonna bless all in 24 hours next year.
All in 24 hours.
Make the full song from scratch in 24 hours.
Yeah,
we could do that.
We can.
I don't know about the album though. I'm not gonna.
Nah, we'll do something. We'll do something.
Do you think we can make an album in 24 hours?
Maybe surely EP.
You jump with
me.
Actually, yeah. PK and Cade song. Yeah, are we able to put it on Spotify as PK and Cade? Is that hard?
No.
And just leave it there
as PK and Cade.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Is it like, are we able to like make the one song, put it up there, just never make another song again? Will that Spotify leave that there?
Hell yeah.
Is it cost will. Anything monthly to?
It's a yearly.
Depends on your distributor.
Okay.
Essentially, if you. You know, there's different plans. You could do a yearly plan. You could do a monthly plan. But I think a one-off wouldn't be too crazy. Like, if you just leave it, a one-off wouldn't be too hard to do.
Oh, I know what we're doing next year. Early January, I'm going to hit you up about this.
I reckon we just do a diss track against each other on the same beat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't y'all hop on the same song and write your verses just
rap,
dissing each
like
other?
Rap battle.
Yeah, just,
rap
yeah,
battle.
That's what I mean. Like
3-minute song, rap battle.
No, we'll do like a minute 50 each.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down. Just I'm actually so down. And then we'll do the music video too.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a song that I know. It's called Two Sides.
Yeah.
And they sort of do that. It's like a woman's perspective and a man's perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like switching between two different verses. That's pretty cool.
We can easily do
that. I reckon we do that. I reckon we do that.
All right. Moving aside from now we know what we're going to do next year, what's coming in the future? Besides your event next year, for both of you.
You mean next week?
Next week.
For both of us,
like let's say 2025, what's happening?
2025, you gotta lock in.
Get it.
Yeah, 2025. I feel like, I think it's just gonna be more like consistency. Like this year, I've been consistent, but not to the fullest level. Like I've released songs and then just left them, or like just released like carelessly, kinda. Like you know, I didn't do as much videos as I wanted to do. So next year, I think it's just going to be consistency, like time schedule. We do this at this time, get it done, and we keep it pushing, you know. Consistency and just, like, working hard. Like, consistency. Because you know, like, I'm saying that word a lot. But you know, like, how you, like, when you're doing your work, you know you can always do more?
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're doing something, you're like, I can always do more. Like, I could, you know, just, like, even the smallest stuff. I feel like I just got to, like, tap into that more and do more of that and take that more a little seriously.
Yeah.
Like the smaller stuff and the bigger stuff, and then consistently do it, and I'll see results. What about you?
Me personally, me and him were talking about the other day. Like, first things first, we gotta like water down the female distractions, you know. So we're trying to like steer away from that thing and be more like business minded, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta lock
me
in.
Me personally, I don't have any songs out yet, but I'm about to like roll out with the TikTok videos, with the YouTube videos, and yeah.
He gonna be heavy on that.
Yeah. Y'all gonna see me for sure.
How about you guys?
For me, I think it's releasing 3 movies next year. One in cinemas, definitely. Just keep working on those. Do all the YouTube projects. Keep up with the podcast, and we
can
do
I be
a bunch
part of
a
movie.
Yeah.
100%.
Both of you.
Yeah.
100%. There's one in cinemas in November.
Next year.
Next year. Yeah.
We're gonna slide.
I watched this
first movie. Tough? Yeah, it had my song in it too.
Yeah,
it's cool. This guy's a good actor.
He's crazy.
Him as well. They were. Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool.
So I think we're gonna get.
Wait, have you been on an ad before?
An ad?
Yeah.
Nice. His face is just mad familiar.
Yeah,
bro.
He looked like he'd been.
It
on
might be
ad.
From some of our. Can we do skits as well? That's something we want to grind on.
Do you know?
Year
do you know Xavier?
Xavier.
Yeah.
Xavier Yin or Xavier?
I don't know, like, but he does videos and stuff.
Xavier. I know Xavier, but he doesn't make videos.
Yeah, same. I know Xavier, but he doesn't make videos.
It could be Xavier. maybe.
I don't even know.
You butchering bro's name.
What's he look like?
I could show you a thing. He does bro's videos. Name. I swear I saw you one of his skits. I can't lie.
Me?
Damn. I don't know if it was you or I'm tripping, maybe. I'm probably tripping, but it's this account right here.
Ah, oh, I don't know. You doing stuff behind my back?
bro's cheating on you.
Nah. He got Julian in it, though.
Who?
Julian, the Hunt for the Water people.
Denison?
Yeah.
Hunt for the Wilderness. That movie that everybody know?
Yeah.
That actor, he's big. He just...
Oh, like from Deadpool.
Yeah, he just finished filming the How to Train Your Dragon movie.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's... Have you seen the animated movies?
I know his character is.
Yeah, he's the fat one.
Man. Damn. Yeah. No. Whoa!
No. I ain't say all that.
In the animated movies, yeah. You know the fat one?
Yeah.
The big boned one.
The
big boned one.
He plays that guy. He just also did another film. It just came out. It's called like Y2, I don't know. It's made by like a really Oscar winning studio though. He's done well.
Yeah, he goes crazy.
Yeah.
And apparently he just be in the mix. Like my friend was telling me how he was bumping into him at youth and stuff.
Mm.
Like at church or something.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, my friend's a troll, but he was like, yeah, he was just telling me he's just bumping. And he's like a genuine person.
Yeah,
but he's a twin, right?
I don't know.
Actually, I feel like I've heard that somewhere before.
So I don't know if he's a twin or not. Maybe it was his twin or something. But like he said, he bumped into him. He's like a genuine person.
Yeah,
compared to the fact that he's just with Ryan Reynolds on Deadpool.
Imagine being underage, like 14, 13, and making like six figures in a Deadpool movie of Ryan Reynolds. Because that's what he did.
But wow, then not being able to go watch it when it comes out.
Yeah,
he can't
even
watch it.
Because it's R16.
He probably watched it though.
Yeah.
I went to the red carpet premiere of Deadpool 2 and I got to meet his parents.
Right.
And I was asking him like, where is he? Like, oh, he's in America promoting it, but he's not allowed to see it. He goes to the promos, the presses.
Yeah.
But he can't go to the premieres to watch it.
Right.
He can go to walk the carpet, but he can't go in the theater.
Damn.
How old was he when that Deadpool dropped?
I think he must have been 14, 15.
Sheesh.
2018 it came out.
How old is he now?
6 years ago, maybe 20, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
20?
20 something, maybe.
I cannot imagine that guy 20.
Nah,
I'm just
he's got a baby face like me.
Yeah.
He also did Kong vs. Godzilla as well.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He's done heaps.
Yeah.
It's because he's good actor.
He is a good actor. I think Hunt for the Water People is where he really like took off.
Everyone knows that movie. NZ at least.
It was a
cool movie.
That is a good movie. Damn. All right. This has been one of our longest episodes, but it's
really
so fast. Yeah.
46 minutes.
Oh, snap.
I can't.
That's crazy.
I can't wait to go back and listen to this and it's so sick.
Yeah, we definitely gonna tweak it up a little bit. Make it sound
better.
Yeah, when you tweak
cut
it up,
your voice.
when you reckon you'll send it over?
Today.
Yeah, if you send it out today, because episode we got on Saturday, I could probably edit it like tomorrow or tonight, tonight.
We'll send it like literally.
I'll give you my email. Or have you got my email?
Probably.
Damn.
Yeah, if not, just let me know and I'll.
Yeah. This guy's quick with it sometimes.
Sick. Oh, before we close off, is there anything you wanted to say?
Anything you wanted to say?
Shout out where we can find you guys.
Oh yeah, my ads is Perkfest. So PERCFEST. That's on all platforms.
You can find me at Furo4404. You know what I'm saying? Was that like kind of like a question, like what you telling people?
I want to give a motivational speech if you want.
Yeah, he was telling me about the most motivational thing to say here today.
All right. Go on.
So, like, basically, right? In life, there's lemons. And lemons and water go together. And vinegar and water goes together. So, basically, if you take those and put them together, right, you will for sure always, always get a product.
That's what's up.
That's beautiful.
You gotta run it back and actually deep it, you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
What I gotta say to the people is just grind, work, put in that work, put in them hours, you know. Especially like with content creation, because sometimes it feels like you're working, but you're like on a straight line, and usually just takes, you know, more work, more effort, more networking, especially like how we doing with y'all, you know, getting together, getting to know each other,
yeah,
putting our fan bases. So yeah, I just say keep on working, keep on grinding. One day you're gonna make it, you know. One day I'm gonna make it too, you know. So yeah,
that's for sure.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for jumping on.
Of course, bro.
Appreciate you having us. Get you back on again next year, surely.
Same time next year. Same time next year, yeah.
All right.
That's what's up.
Have a good night, everyone.